بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We start first and foremost by praising the King, the Master, the Sustainer, the Creator of the seven heavens and the earth. And we send peace and blessings upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest prophet of them all. The topic of tonight was the reality of dunya. You know, my brothers, many of you, I'm sure you've either heard my talk on YouTube or you've seen it, or you know. But the reminder benefits the believer, and I wanted to start off the night with a very, very famous story. I've mentioned it to you guys before, I'm sure I have. It's very famous on YouTube. I believe Yusuf Estes made it very, very big lately. Now the story within itself, the asal of the story is that it's an Isra'iliyat. And it's the stories from the people of Banu Israel. And as far as the hukum on these stories is, the Prophet of Allah, he says, mention their stories. We don't say they're true and we don't say they're false. So we don't derive any halal, haram. We simply take the benefit, you know, from the moral of the story. But the story within itself, my brothers and sisters, and you know, as I share it, there's a couple of things I need to clear before I start, because I know some people get upset when I mention prophets, and I use language that is the boys. You know, I speak the language of the area. And some people feel that that's somewhat disrespectful, that you should better the language. And wallahi, my intention is because I know when I use that language, people understand it better. So let me clear this up with any, you know, I'm not doing it to disrespect, you know, the story in any way, shape or form. But wallahi, I do it so that the people, especially the younger boys, can really grasp the message. So that being cleared, I want you to leave the story, you know. I really want the brothers and the sisters, don't be entertained by the story. Don't go, oh wow, look what happened to this guy in the story. I want you to imagine you're that person. Because wallahi, in truth, every person in this room has walked the shoes of this guy at one stage or another in his life. Anyway, so the story has it that in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the time of Jesus, he was traveling with some of his companions, traveling with some of the boys. So then they reach an area, bro, and they had the munchies. So they got hungry. That's what I meant, yani, words like this, yeah? So they had the munchies. So the boys got hungry. They get to the, you know, so they get to a particular area. And Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, he collected whatever money they had. They collected whatever money they had. After collecting the money, he chose one of the companions. He says to him, look, you take this money, go into the town and buy us some food. We're hungry. So the man says, yeah, all right, that's no problems. Takes the money, goes into the town. When he goes into the town, he realizes that all the money could buy was what? 3 loaves of bread. That's all he could buy. Now, I want to stop here because every one of us has been at this point in his life. The man looks at it and says, bro, I've only got 3 loaves of bread. And there must have been about 10 blokes back there waiting to eat. And if they're lebos, he had no chance whatsoever, bro. So he's looking at the bread, he's thinking, bro, if I take this back, how much am I going to possibly eat? So what does he do? He eats one then and there. He eats one, he polishes it off, and goes back to Jesus with only 2 loaves of bread. When he goes back to Jesus and he gives him the 2 loaves of bread, Jesus looks at the bread, alayhi salatu wasalam, looks at the man and he says to him, who ate the 3rd loaf? Shuha, who ate the 3rd loaf? The man's buckling, he's thinking, what the hell? He's thinking, when I ate the 3rd one, I was alone. There was no one there. So now Jesus is asking about the 3rd, so what does he do? He says, bro, eat al-Quran, I only bought 2. What did he say? He says, bro, wallahi, he says, I only bought 2. So Jesus doesn't argue with the man, you know. They carry on their journey. Then they reach a destination. The companions that were successful in hunting a deer, they hunted the deer, they killed it, they cooked it, they ate it, until there was nothing left, bones, just a carcass. And then Jesus calls the man over. He sits him down, he says to him, look. And then by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, a miracle through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jesus gives life to the animal in front of the man's very eyes. Imagine, it was just bones, and it comes back to life in front of their eyes and it runs away. So Jesus says to the man, I'm asking you by the one that gave life to this animal. Bro, who ate that 3rd loaf of bread, man? If the guy wasn't feeling pressure before, now he's thinking, yeah, Allah. He's thinking, cuz, I swear I only bought two. You know, sometimes my brothers, we make a mistake in life, and you could have corrected that when you first made the mistake. But because of a lie, because we were put into a corner, we make the situation worse on ourselves. The man could have, back then, he could have said to him, look, wallah, I got hungry, cuz, and you know, and I was afraid if I bring the food, there's going to be nothing left. Now, look how deep he's falling. He's seen, he knows very well, bro. The animal came to life in front of him. Anyway, Jesus doesn't argue with the man, they continue on. They eventually reach a river. The river was over flooded. There was no boats to cross the river, and they had to get to the other side. So Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gathers the companions, and by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to walk on the surface of the water. All of them, imagine all of them, as a group. They walk on the surface of the water, and then they cross the river and get to the other side. And then Jesus calls the man over. He says to him, I'm asking you by the one that allowed us to walk on the water, man. Who ate that third loaf of bread? Now the man's feeling the heat, right? He says, honestly, there was only two. They carried on until they reached their final destination. Jesus calls the man over. They sit down on the floor. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gathers together three piles of dirt. Imagine you're this man. He puts together three piles of dirt. He sits the brother down. And by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, he turns the dirt into gold. Then he says to the man, he says, look, I tell you what. He says, one pile is for you. One pile is for me. And the third is for the one that ate that third loaf of bread. The guy, Eid al-Quran, I ate the bread. He sees the third loaf. He says, I ate the bread. Allahu Akbar, now this paper's involved, there's gold. The guy's eyes, Bala Jesus, Bala Maba'arif Shu, Bala, Allahu Akbar, there's gold. So the man, when he sees dunya, he sees gold, he says, bro, I ate the third loaf. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, look, for you, you have all three piles, but you can't join us anymore, man. What does the man say? He says, go, bro, go, look at this fortune that I now have, man. You know, my brothers, Malash, let me stop here for a sec, yeah? How many of us, wallahi, we've sold our deen for a small price, man? Yes, we are walking with prophets, and yes, prophets are sitting us down and telling us, yes, I know. But how many of us, for a small price in this world, for a small price, we sold our deen? So now the man's kicking back, bro. He's looking at all this dahab, he's looking at all this money. He's thinking, Allahu Akbar, what do I buy first, bro? Do I buy the C63 first? Is it the? He didn't know what he's going to buy first. So he's sitting there, he's looking at the gold, he's admiring it. Isa and his companions take off. Shortly after, three thieves come by. When they see the man and three piles of gold, the maths is pretty straightforward, bro. First thing they did is they knocked him off straight away. They killed the men. Three thieves, three piles of gold, halawa. But they too were hungry, man. So one of them says, look, I'll take some money, I'll go to the town, I'll buy some food, we'll have a feed, and then everyone takes his pile of gold and we call it a day. Beautiful, man. He goes to the town, my brothers, and on the way he starts thinking to himself, you know. He's thinking, how can I get that money, man? And while he's over there buying the food, the two that stayed behind are thinking, how can we take his money? So they planned and plotted, and he planned and plotted. They said, when he returns, we'll kill him. They said, what? When he returns, we'll kill him. And we'll split his share in half. When the man reaches the town, he buys the food, he says, bro, 100% they're going to do something to me. So what does he do? He poisons their food. He comes back with the food. Before he could do anything, they killed him straight away. As he knew, as he planned. Wallah, they sat down. They had a feed. And little did they know, the what? The food was poisoned. Wallahi, shortly after, they also died. Now, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, they're walking back. They seen their former companion. the three thieves, and the three piles of gold sitting there untouched. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks over to his companions and he says to them, this is hayat al-dunya. He says, this is the life of this world. And this is what it does for the one who runs after it, man. That's dunya, my brothers and sisters. Wallahi, you can run and run and gather and collect as much as you want. You're leaving and you're leaving everything behind. You know what? Wallahi, you're leaving everything behind. And my brothers, honestly, how many of us, we've sold our deen for a very small price. And some of you think, nah, cuz me, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. Wallahi, my brothers, the tricks of shaitan are far greater than us. When I was in the UK, one of the mashayikh there, he was sharing his story with us. And I heard it personally, yani. It's a very famous story. Just to give you an example, one of the mashayikh there, he says, I was hired by one of the masajid as an imam. He says, I was hired as an imam by one of the mosques. He says, and I was new to the area. And really, yani, I this is a true story, so I really want you to really live it out, yeah? He says, I was the imam, and I used to take the bus from my house to the town, to that area, and then I would walk to the masjid. It wasn't far from there. And he says, because I was the imam, when I would go to the masjid, yani, he went in his abaya and the amama and the whole shebang. He says, so I would take this bus. He says, one day I jumped on the bus and it was a new bus driver, so it wasn't someone that he had seen. He says, I jumped on the bus, I paid him for my fare, and he gave me the change. He says, when he gave me the change, I didn't really look at what he gave me until I went back to the back of the bus, I sat down. He says, when I sat down, I looked at the money and I realized he gave me 20 pence. In the UK, 20 pence, yani, we're talking nothing but cents. Like 10 cents at most. He says, so you know, like I sat there and I said, man, the guy gave me more. He said, and then the conversation started happening in my head. And honestly, how many times have you been in this position? Hala, he's thinking, you know what? It's 20 pence, it's nothing, bro. Don't worry about it. Madbah del halak, you know what I mean? Don't embarrass yourself. They're a big company anyway, bro. And really, what's 20 cents gonna do, eh? Hala, if he was a leba 100%, he would have said, like, ruh, bro, they're all dogs anyway, bro. They're all kafar, they're all going to hell. Like, rip them. So the man's sitting there and he's thinking, bro, it's 20 cents. Shouldn't I? He says, and wallahi, for the whole trip, this is the conversation that's happening. He says, you know, like, it wasn't about the money. It was just... And then the sheikh was saying, when I got to my bus stop, he said, when I got to my destination, he said, I got off my chair. I'm walking down the bus. I'm walking to the front door. He says, wallahi, and I'm still saying to myself, do I give it? He says, and then as soon as I got to the bus driver, he said, I don't know what went into me, man. He said, when I turned over to the bus driver, I said to him, look, man, you gave me 20 extra. He goes, no, I didn't give you 20 extra. He goes, I gave it to you intentionally. He said, why'd you give it to me intentionally? He goes, for 3 years I've been looking into Islam. And he said, when I came and I seen you dressed the way you were dressed, I knew that you were an imam. He said, so today I was going to make my decision. If you were honest, I was going to embrace Islam. But if you kept that money, he said, I knew that you were liars like everyone else lies. So now the sheikh is speaking about himself. He says, I gave him the money. He says, I got off the bus. He says, when the bus drove off, he says, I started crying. I said to him, why? Because the man accepted Islam, or he was about to accept Islam, he gets me, la wallahi la. I said to him, why? He said to me, I almost sold my deen for 20 cents, bro. He said, I almost sold Islam. I sold the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal for 20 cents. Now you're thinking, bro, I would never do it. But how many of us, honestly, how many of us have sent our wives to Senelink? Send your wife to Senelink. In a scarf or jilbab, and even today niqab. She's got three kids in a pram, one on her hand, one in her stomach, and she's walking in signing papers saying, I'm a single mother. Why? Because you get a couple of dollars at the end of the week, bro. So don't tell me, oh, you know, well, I'll never do it. Wallahi, because shaitan comes in different ways, man. How many of us hack for a little lie? Little lie, the brother's buying a C63, goes to the RTA, yeah bro, I bought it for 6 grand, man. Why?